It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. Here are Fibber and Molly before we get into our story.
Babies, babies, babies. I never saw so many cute-looking baby pictures before.
I like the one that's peeking out from under the blanket.
You mean the little fella that wants to know if he's covered?
That's him. And that's a good question, too. Lots of people have been asking that lately.
Friends, McGee and I are looking at some of the wonderful baby photographs in a little booklet put out by the Prudential. It's called Plain Talk, and it answers the questions you've been asking about Social Security. Questions like, am I covered? How much will my family get if I'm not here? How much will I get when I'm 65?
This 30-page booklet gives you easy-to-understand facts and figures on Social Security benefits and how much they are and how to get them. It's just loaded with information.
And loaded with those baby pictures we were talking about. They're cute and amusing, like we said, but they also do a good job pointing up those all-important questions and answers on Social Security.
You can get a copy of Prudential's Plain Talk without cost. Just scribble your name and address on a card and send it to Fibber, McGee, and Molly, Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey.
For a week now, Fibber, McGee, and Molly and Dr. Gamble have been on a reducing diet, all eating the same quantities of the same non-fattening foods. There's $30 at stake for the one who has lost the most weight. And in a couple of hours now, we're going to see who's the winner.
Well, that takes care of lunch. That's the last time I got to do without cream in my coffee.
I've gotten so I like it that way.
Yeah, me too.
Well, we'll find out who's lost the most weight when we get down to Dr. Gamble's office. That's been the hardest part of this whole thing for me, Doctor. Locking up our bathroom scale and not knowing how I'm getting along.
Yeah, it just adds to the suspense, my dear.
Sure, it makes it more like a sort of a sweepstakes. Boy, would I like to sweep a steak into my molars right now. I could...
Say, I never thought of it till now, but I could have put a little steak on that diet of ours. Lean steak.
Oh, now he tells me.
Yeah. As the governor of New York says to the governor of Pennsylvania, oh, fine. Don't you get it, kids? Look, the governor of Pennsylvania's name is John Fine, Governor Fine. When the New York governor says, oh, fine...
Ain't funny, McGee.
Well, at least it's topical. Current events.
It's not even current. Pennsylvania elected a new governor last November.
So did New York. Which governor did you mean, the old governor or the new governor?
I meant... Oh, skip it. Sorry I brought it up. Besides, if we're all going to be at Doc's office at 2 o'clock for the weigh-in, I got no time to fool around.
Where are you going?
Going out and do a little road work. Just to build up a little more lead on you two. Drop a little more weight. Make the $30 a lead pipe cinch.
Getting worried, are you?
And you'll see after I trot around the block a few times. Well, I'll meet you down there, Molly. You take the car, okay?
Good luck.
I dream of Jeannie with the hash brown potatoes.
Hey, hi.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi, Teeny. Well, glad to see you. What's new?
Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Hmm?
I say Tom, Dick, and Harry. They're new, I'll betcha.
Oh.
My dog, Margaret, he had kittens yesterday, so we named them Tom, Dick, and Harry.
No. Just a minute, sis. Dogs don't have kittens.
Oh, Margaret did, I betcha.
What?
He had three little kittens up a tree, and he wouldn't let them down, and I got them down, and we named them Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Okay. Skip it. Well, I got to run along, Teeny. Go and do a little road work. So if you'll excuse me, I want to...
I'll go with you. I don't have to be back at school till 1 o'clock.
Well, I don't think you'll like this, Teeny. I'm going to do a fast trot for about a mile and a half and...
Well, you just set the pace, mister. Set the pace. Mm. Not too fast, though. I have to take 3 steps to your 1, and my little bitty short legs, they get tired.
Phew. Oh, boy. That was really a workout. Oh, there you are, sis.
Hey, what took you so long that last 3 times around the block?
Frankly, I developed a slow leak in my enthusiasm. My energy went flat. Oh, let me get that drinking fountain, will you? I'm thirsty.
Can I press the button for you? Here, let me press it.
Thanks. No tricks now.
No. That's kid stuff. 3rd grade stuff. Gee, I can hardly wait till I get into the third grade so I can do kid stuff.
Hey, hey, I'm not through yet.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks.
Boy, you sure are thirsty.
Keep pressing the button. I ain't finished yet.
Sure. What'd you do all that fast trotting for, huh? Why did you do that, huh? Why did you?
I'm in a weight-taking-off contest, Teenie. See how much weight I can lose.
Oh?
Ah. Now, you can let go now. I'm through.
Okay. Gee, you sure were thirsty.
Yeah. Well, this weight-taking-off exercise sure dehydrates a guy. I bet I must have drunk a gallon of water just now, huh?
Sure you did, I betcha.
What's so hilarious about that?
Do you know how much a gallon of water weighs, huh, do you, huh?
Wait. Oh, my gosh, how much?
8 pounds, that's how much.
8 pounds? Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Well, around the block again, McGee.
There's more fun with the McGee shortly.
What have Viceroy's got that other filter-tip cigarettes haven't got?
What have Viceroy's got that other filter-tip cigarettes haven't got?
What have Viceroy's got that other filter-tip cigarettes haven't got?
Yes, what have Viceroy's got? The answer is 20,000 tiny filters in every Viceroy tip. That's right. Inside every Viceroy tip is a vast network of 20,000 individual filters to filter your smoke over and over again. You get only the full, rich taste of Viceroy's choice tobaccos. And Viceroy's draw freely, smoothly. So the next time you hear this question,
what have Viceroy's got that other filter-tip cigarettes haven't got?
You know the answer. 20,000 tiny filters in every Viceroy tip. No wonder more people smoke Viceroy's than any other filter-tip cigarette in the world. Get Viceroy's today. King-size filter-tip. Only a penny or two more than cigarettes without filters.
Five to two. I'm a little early, but I'm so anxious to find out what I weigh. I just know I've lost weight, but I don't know if it's 5 pounds, 10 pounds, or...
Oh, hello, Mrs. McGee. Come on in.
Hello, Miss Ogilvy. Did McGee get here yet?
Come on in, kiddo. We're waiting for you.
Hiya, Molly. We're all set.
Good. Have you got the money ready, Miss Ogilvy? Because I have a feeling that I'm the one...
Oh, your husband and Dr. Gamble were just expressing the same feeling, Mrs. McGee. I have the money here, $10 from each of you, and I have the pad that I wrote your weight down on last week when this contest started.
Well, you're the official weigher, Miss Ogilvy. Stand back, kids. I'll go first.
Hold still, Doctor.
Mm-hmm. How'd I do, huh? How much?
Let's see. Your starting weight was 231, Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's, 3 pounds, exactly.
Only three? Did he gain it or lose it?
Oh, McGee.
He lost it. Now, you next, Mrs. McGee?
Sure. I know I lost more than that.
We'll soon see. Yes, I think so. Let me look at your old weight. Good, you're 4.5 pounds lighter.
Oh, great, great.
Well, it looks like you're doing well. No, it's very nice. But if you'll just climb down, Mrs. M., your husband will show you how a real weight loser loses weight. Okay, Miss Ogilvy. Just keep sliding that weight back, back, back. Whoop! That's it. What's it say?
Well, according to what you weighed last week and what you weigh now, you've lost 7.5 pounds.
What?
7.5? I don't believe it.
It was your own nurse that said it, Doctor.
Yeah, I win. $30. I told you I'd slice it off, that's all.
Well, congratulations, McGee. 7.5 pounds.
Yes, sir.
You certainly don't show it, but you win.
Boy, 30 simoleons. Well, you got it there, Miss Ogilvy, so let's have it.
Well, I have the money here, Mr. McGee, but before we pay off, I think you should weigh yourself one more time.
Huh?
In just exactly the way you were last week when I weighed you the first time to start the contest.
What do you mean?
With this object in your hand so that I couldn't see it, you thought.
What are you doing with the doorstop, Miss... Oh!
Did McGee hold that doorstop when you weighed him before, Miss Ogilvy?
Now, hold it, hold it, now, hold it. Don't jump to any conclusions.
You hold it and climb back on that scale, Chisler.
Oh, it was just a gag, Dockey. I was going to tell you later.
Oh, sure. After you'd spent the money. What's the scale say now, Miss Ogilvy?
Well, the doorstop weighs 6 pounds, Doctor, so actually Mr. McGee lost just a pound and a half.
Pound and a half? And after all my...
Oh, my. Well, that leaves me the winner.
Good for you. Pay her the money, Miss Ogilvie.
Oh, well, actually, it was probably an accident, Mrs. McGee, but do you know that you were holding your purse under your arm when I weighed you last week, and you laid it on the desk there before I weighed you this time?
Uh-oh.
Well, let's keep everything fair and square, Miss Ogilvie. How much does the purse weigh?
I'll see. 3 pounds.
Oh, and I just lost a pound and a half in a week.
Tied with me.
Well, I feel like a wasted week.
And me, I feel like a $30 winner. Pay off, Miss Ogilvie, pay off. Well, come on. Well, let's have the 30. What are you standing there shaking your head like that for?
Well, I happened to be passing your office, Doctor, before Mr. and Mrs. McGee got here, and I peeked.
Oh?
I don't know what you mean.
Dr. Gamble, let's keep everything fair and square. What was the doctor doing before we got here?
Unloading his pockets. Did you people ever see what a doctor carries around in his pockets?
Uh-oh.
Here, Doctor, I brought it all in for you. Reload.
How about that?
Just slipped my mind.
Will you look at the stuff? Bottles, prescription pads, stethoscope.
I thought he looked a lot thinner standing on that scale just now than he did at breakfast this morning. He didn't look as lumpy as usual.
Don't forget your blood pressure kit, Doctor.
All right, all right. I'm loaded. Now, let's see.
What you got?
Well, this is more like it. Doctor, you didn't lose 3 pounds. You only lost one. Well, I'm afraid you've lost the bet, too.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. McGee get to split it between them with a pound and a half apiece.
How do you like that?
Oh,
after
all.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. Well, friends, it's here. One of the most exciting food events of the new year. America's 7th Family Shopping Festival, sponsored by the Saturday Evening Post. Yes, all over the country, beginning tomorrow, in both chain and independent grocery stores. Look for the bright red pennants proclaiming the Post's Family Shopping Festival and pointing the way to the favorite brands your family reads about in the pages of the Saturday Evening Post. The brands your family knows as Post-recognized values. So this week, why not get the whole family together to go? Mother will appreciate the help. Sis will enjoy shopping with an eye toward the day when she has a family of her own. And Pop and the lads will get a real boot out of shopping for those special treats men enjoy so much. So be sure to take your whole family to the Family Shopping Festival, sponsored by the Saturday Evening Post. Yes, it's fun to shop as a family, and it's smart to buy Post-recognized values.
Well, let's split the winnings, Molly. Here you are. $5 for you and $5 for me.
Thank you.
Not much, but it's clear profit.
Profit?
Sure.
Do you realize how much our grocery bill for the past week ran over?
What?
$3 for watercress. $2.50 for spinach. Then those turnips and all that lettuce this time of the year.
Boy, we should have charged Doc board.
Oh, dear. I don't think that $5 bill you have is going to cover it.
Huh?
I'm going to have to contribute mine, too.
Oh, well. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble and Marion Richmond as Miss Ogilvie. This is John Wald, hoping you can join us again tomorrow night for more nonsense with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.